Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Celebrity Hotline is the guitarist from the band Styx, James J.Y. Young. And he's calling in because Styx are playing the Endymion Ball in the Superdome this year during Mardi Gras. Good morning, James. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras here in New Orleans?
Yeah, we were there a couple years after Katrina, and then we wound up, along with Journey, playing in the Superdome, like a very late night overnight concert kind of a thing. After being in the parade and everything, we were out on the floats and throwing beads and receiving, you know, much love from the great city of New Orleans, and looking forward to coming back.
Oh, so you're not a virgin with this. You will be repeating yourself, and obviously you had a good time the last time because you're doing it again. Now, I know you're playing in the Superdome for the ball. Are you going to be riding it all during the Endymion Parade?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know that that's been decided. I know we have offers to, from a number of you know, people to join in on that, but I'm not sure we're doing that yet.
You know, James, I've always said that every American should experience Mardi Gras at least once, just to see it and to see the how spectacular it actually is. And it's so great that you guys are coming down here and playing the Endymion Ball, because that ball and that Superdome, as you know, you've already done it, very memorable.
I'll never forget it.
even though a lot of us maybe drink too much and it's easy to forget, we never...
the fine details, of course, will be forgotten, but for better or for worse. But no, we, you know, it's the history of the great city of New Orleans and our own personal Styx history there has been just one of fantastic memories, and we always look forward to coming back.
You know, James Young, Styx, one of the greatest American rock bands. What's interesting, it took you guys a little while to get going. You really didn't hit it big until your seventh album, right? You had six albums out. You had some success, but then you really took over on album number seven. What was that like?
Well, it's something, of course, every young musician hopes for, that you're going to come up with the magic, and sometimes, you know, some people have natural stuff that comes out of them when they're very young. We had to sort of, you know, work at it and focus on it and go back to the drawing table and write some more songs. And finally, with The Grand Illusion, as you say, our biggest seller, and she sold 6 million copies back in 1977, 1 million of which were on 8-track tape.
Yeah, and then after that, you had another three albums. You had four albums in a row that sold millions and millions and millions of copies, and you had a hell of a run there. But then I read somewhere where you blamed the reason why Styx kind of hit the wall on the whole Mr. Roboto, the Kilroy album, the Mr. Roboto. Do you still feel that way?
Well, there's no doubt that it was a very hard turn on the wheel for all of us, our male rock fans, because we, you know, classic rock, very guitar based, and all of a sudden there's a synthesizer thing that's got Japanese lyrics. And I think it was just, you know, sometimes somebody like Queen will come up with a Bohemian Rhapsody, and that's a little different from what they did, but it still was really in keeping with what they did. But this was very synth-heavy, which, I mean, we always had synthesizers on our records, but the guitars seemed to drive it, and this was, I mean, I had a member of Chicago native and the Chicago Bears, and prior to their Super Bowl victory, I met one of their now Hall of Fame defensive linemen. He goes, you know, I loved you guys up until Mr. Roboto, and he's 6'5", 270, so what was I going to say to him? But... I just sense that our male audience kind of went away, and then it was, I don't know, we spent a fortune making movies and, you know, trying to make it really appealed to MTV and whatever, and it didn't work out the way we had hoped. So,
well, James Young, don't the Pittsburgh Steelers use one of your songs? Isn't it Renegade to get the crowd fired up during their games?
Yeah, it. I mean, we really had nothing to do with it except that the we had a dear friend when the Piece of Eight album came out, which was the one on Renegade was on, and he banged the daylights out of it, and it really became ingrained. But it was just about a coincidence that there's a young man who's in his, you know, who was in his 20s at the time, that his wife actually suggested, why don't you try Renegade on the PA system? Because he would just put music in between the plays, you know, just keep the rhythm of the game going along for the fans there. And the Steelers sort of made a defensive stand after the crowd went crazy when they heard the song. Steelers made a defensive stand and came back to win the game. So it's kind of been, you know, it was proved very lucky in that one moment, and they've kind of just continued on with that.
Well, being a band from Chicago, I bet you guys wish it was the Bears that used that song. But, hey, at least somebody's using it, and it's working for somebody.
Well, our manager grew up in Pittsburgh. I'm a huge Steelers fan, and he knows members of the Rooney family. So it kind of, and the Bears and the Steelers have kind of the same roughhouse, industrial city kind of toughness about them. And I was fortunate enough to know many of the 85 Bears and call some of them, you know, friends in hindsight even. So, but, you know, it's the Steelers embraced us in a way that the Bears didn't. And so, you know, if you get asked to the prom by the Steelers, I'll put on the prom dress. You know.
Yeah, you're not going to say no. Hey, one last question I got to ask you, James, and I'm sure it's the question that you get asked the most. As everybody's getting older now, is there any chance, and I know the guy who replaced Dennis DeYoung does a great job for you, and he has for many years, is there any chance that you and Tommy and the rest of Styx play again at least one last tour with Dennis DeYoung? I think most of your fans would probably love to see that.
Well, there's nothing planned for such a thing, and I don't know. Dennis and I always had differences, and they just became profoundly magnified, and then ultimately sued us in federal court. We invited him to come out on the road. I mean, he's talking about that he was ill and we left him behind. And I said, hey, man, you've worked on Broadway. You had a stand-in. We'll get a stand-in for you. You come out and be part of this, but we got to get this band back on the road. And, you know, he was not interested in doing anything that was less than him being part of it. So we went out there, and he thought we would fail, and we succeeded. And then he sued us in federal court. And the last person that sued you in federal court is not somebody that you probably want to go back in business with.
Yeah, it stinks, the business of rock and roll, something that starts out as just fun and music.
Yeah.
And plus, anyways, you guys wanted to rock more, and as time went on, he was going more of like a Broadway kind of an act anyways. But
well, Dennis is a great songwriter and a great balladeer, but, you know, he's not so much of a rock guy, and that was really my province to start with. And then when Tommy got in the band, he certainly added to that. And I didn't want to be in Air Supply. I wanted to be in Deep Purple or AC/DC.
Well, James Young, look, we appreciate you on the show this morning. We will see you as Styx is playing the Endymion Ball in the Superdome. And have a great time at Mardi Gras, my friend. It's going to be a blast.
I can't wait.
Thanks, James.
My pleasure. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.